We now start the sixth Perek of Maseches Trumos, and it's a great one. So we're here at Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph 6:1. The topic of the Perek is the illegal consumption of Truma and the consequences for doing so. And it's all basically going to revolve around the Pasuk, which says, it's a Pasuk in Vayikra Chaf Beis Yadalit, it's Vayikra 22:14. It says, Ve'ish ki yochel kodesh b'shkaga, and when a man, meaning a non-Kohen, eats kodesh, which we'll understand this pasuk in the context of our Mishnah, we're referring to truma, bishkaga, inadvertently. And we say shkaga here, we mean either he didn't know that he couldn't eat it because he didn't know that a non-Kohen is disallowed from eating truma, or it could be that he didn't know that this was truma and he ate it thinking it was permitted to him. Or even it could mean, according to many, that he didn't know the consequences of eating truma was misa b'dei shamayim. That's a severe penalty, of course. He didn't know it, therefore he ate it unknowing of the consequences. In all those cases, v'yasaf chamishiso alav, he will add literally a fifth to it, v'nasan l'kohen es hakodesh, and he'll give that to the Kohen as new replacement kodesh. So again, we have to take this apart here and understand the pasuk that will then be reflected in the Mishnah. When we say kodesh here, again, in the context of our Mishnah, we're understanding it talking about truma, which is often referred to as kodesh, the sanctified property of the Kohen, and therefore we are going to be applying this to all four forms which Truma can take. So that means Truma Gedola, the first tithe to the Kohen, as well as Trumas Meiser, the portion that the Levi gives to the Kohen, as well as Chala, the portion we give to the Kohen from the dough, after it's been, the flour and water have been mixed together, and also from Bikurim, the first fruits of the seven species by which Eretz Yisrael is praised, that are brought to the Kohen and the Beis HaMikdash and wave there. All four of those things, Truma Gedola, Trumas Meiser, Chulin, and Bikurim, all have a din of Truma, and all this pasuk will apply to the inadvertent illegal consumption of any of those four types of foods. So in all four cases, the requirement here is to be mosif, to add chamishiso, a fifth. Now this is confusing sometimes the first time you encounter it, so let's just do it once and for all perfectly clear here. When the Torah talks about adding a fifth, it means, for example, if a person illegally ate four truma grapes, that means this person's not a Kohen, there were four truma grapes and he ate them, so you'll have to now replace those four grapes, giving those four new grapes to a Kohen, and he'll have to add a fifth grape. So in total, he gives five grapes for illegally eating four. That's what the Torah means when it says chamishiso, a fifth. So you have eaten four, you add a fifth. Now, the way we would refer to that in English in the 21st century is, in percentage terms, adding 25%. So this is very confusing, because when it says a fifth, it does not mean 20%, it means 25%. This is where everyone gets confused. Sometimes the Torah does use the convention called milagav, as we use, meaning from the inside, so it's based on the original amount. But the Torah here is referring to what's called milabar, the total amount. That means when you give the Kohen the total of five in the end, four of them are the keren, the principal being repaid, and the fifth one is the chomesh payment, is the tashlumen, the supplemental, I'll call it penalty payment, if you will. Now, as we'll see, that payment, the extra chomesh, functions as a mechanism for atonement for this incidental eating. And that being the case, we'll see later on in the Mishnah that the Kohen has no right to waive his rights to that fifth. You have to be able to give it to him so you can get atonement for your inadvertent consumption illegally of having consumed truma. Okay, so that's the backstory here. Let's see the Mishnah inside. Ha'ochel truma shogeg. If one, who's not a Kohen, eats truma, any of the four forms of truma, truma gadola, trumas meiser, chala, and bikurim, shogeg, inadvertently, he didn't know it was truma, he didn't know he couldn't eat truma, or he didn't know the consequences of eating truma is misa b'dei shamayim, and we're going to focus here specifically on shogeg, that is to say, the Mishnah later on, not this Mishnah, but subsequently, we'll point out that we're talking about shogeg as the Pasuk says, so if a person willfully, wantonly ate truma, knowing it was illegal, there's no shogeg payment. But there is no chomesh payment. But here, being that it's a shogeg, we allow the person to get some kind of expiation, some atonement, by replacing what he consumed from the Kohens and adding that extra chomish payment to it. So if you think about it for a second now, and this is an important point to understand as you go through the whole parak here, there's two separate things going on. There's, you took something that didn't belong to you. If I go into your pantry, forget truma, I go into your pantry and eat your Cheerios, so then of course I have to pay you back for the Cheerios that I ate, and I have to repay you for the Cheerios. No, that's a basic din all to itself. So that is just sort of repaying on a financial level something that you took without rights to have. The chomesh payment is something extra special mandated by the pasuk, and it's going to have that extra virtue of providing for atonement. So here, when you're paying the kohen back, you're doing two separate things. You're sort of making him whole again economically. You're fulfilling the pasuk's requirements to repay back the kodesh, and as we'll see, that's very important. There's almost like a law of conservation of kedusha, if you will, so to speak. Meaning, we'll see that the payment that has to be made is going to be coming from chulin musukanin, from regular food that is going to become truma once you give it to the kohen. So you're recreating new truma, so in the net, there's no loss to the cosmos of, you know, total truma. Plus, you're adding an extra chomesh, that extra 25%, so that you have sort of added kedusha to the world and sort of also achieved for yourself some atonement. So, yeah, the Mishnah says, therefore, mishalem keren, when you illegally consumed the truma, you'll have to pay back keren, the original amount that you consumed. Let's say the four grapes you ate, so you have to pay four new grapes back. And vachomesh, and you have to add a fifth grape to your total repayment to the kohen. Echad ochel, v'echad shosa, v'echad asach. It doesn't matter if the way you consumed this truma was by eating it, by drinking it, or by anointing it on your skin. That is to say, if we're talking here, let's say, about olive oil. So if you apply olive oil to your skin and it gets sort of absorbed through the skin, that's considered to be tantamount to having drunk the olive oil. Of course, one doesn't drink olive oil, but one does apply to the skin. And in fact, the Bar Tanura goes out of his way to point out that if we're talking about specifically anointing with oil and drinking things that are drunk, like wine. But if you would, let's say, drink the oil, or you would use wine as a salve on your skin, and we're talking about truma oil again, of course, or truma wine, there actually would not be the chomesh payment. The reason being because this is specifically going on achila, consumption, whether it's consumption by eating or drinking or through the skin, but it has to be consumption in a normal way. If one applies wine to his skin, that's not using the wine as some kind of salve or ointment, it's just wasting the wine. And if a person would drink olive oil straight, that's not drinking olive oil, that's just wasting it because it doesn't provide nutrients, it makes you sick, and so on. So here we're talking about consumption, whether it's achila, shtia, or sicha, eating, drinking, or anointing, in a normal way, meaning that this food stuff is normally consumed in that way. When you do that, the kvasa kicks in, and at that point you're required to repay back what you consumed, plus the extra fifth. As far as the anointing goes, sicha, so it's a machlokus rishonim, really, if that's midoraisim or derabanan, the same thing as drinking. So lahalacha, everyone agrees, sicha kashtia, applying ointment to your skin is the same as drinking it, and the laws will kick in here, but it's a machlokus rishonim whether that is a rabbinic or actually a doraisa requirement. There's psukim brought, but those psukim could just be an asmachta, just, you know, a support for a rabbinic idea. The Mishnah continues, Echad truma tahara v'echad truma tameya. It doesn't matter if the truma that the non-Kohen consumed was tahor, meaning it was food that the Kohen was going to eat, or if it was truma tameya, meaning it was food that the Kohen couldn't have eaten, but at least he could have burned it and got benefit from the consumption as he's destroying it. In all those cases, Meshalim chumsha v'chomesh chumsha. He'll have to repay back the keren plus the fifth. That is to say that whether it's tummy or tahor, he has to pay back the fifth, the keren plus the fifth, the principal plus the fifth. But there is a big difference here, and that is if the food were tahor, and therefore was for the kohen to eat himself, you'll have to repay back with food. And as the pasuk says, it's kodesh, meaning it has to be something that could become promoted to being truma again. And in fact, the Mishnah will say it becomes truma again. That means when I eat those four grapes, if they were tahor grapes, I'm going to take four new tahor chulin grapes and give it to the kohen, and those four grapes become truma, new truma, midoraisa, and the fifth grape that I also pay to the kohen as the chomesh payment also becomes truma midoraisa, it becomes a new truma. That's what I meant by sort of this conservation of the, you know, total truma of the world, so to speak. You're actually increasing it, it's not like conservation, but you're certainly not reducing the amounts. So that's true if those were grapes that were tahor. If what I ate were tameh grapes, so then I have to pay him back, but I don't need to pay him in actual grapes. I can pay him back with cash, with money, because he wasn't going to eat them anyways, and he can't eat them anyways. Okay, so I can repay him just, I'm talking about like a financial repayment here, for the fact that I ate some which didn't belong to him, just like I ate his Cheerios, and that being the case, I could pay not with grapes. But when I'm making this payment, the Chomesh requirement is equally applicable, both for Tahor and Tamei Truma that I inadvertently consumed. And the Mishnah here said, Mishalom Chumsha, V'Chomesh Chumsha, you pay back its fifth and a fifth on its fifth. The fifth on its fifth part of it is referring to the fact that, let's say I gave you that, I ate 100 of your grapes, so then I have to give you now a pack 100 new grapes, assuming they were Tahor, and those become Truma, and I have to add another Chomesh, which is 25 more grapes, right? So I give you a total of 125 grapes, and those grapes all become Truma. If from the 25 extra grapes that I gave you, let's say for argument's sake, I ate, four of those, so those also carry the requirement for repaying plus adding a Chomesh. Okay, so if I ate four grapes that came from the Chomesh component of my repayment to you, it's no different than if I ate from the Karen payments, the principal repayments, or if I ate from the original Truma grapes all along. It doesn't make a difference. It's all the same. You have to add a Chomesh for how much you consume, even on the Chomesh that you originally paid. That's the Chomesh Chumsha. You pay back a Chomesh, a fifth, on the fifth that was given already. Eino Mishalem Truma. You certainly cannot use Truma to repay the Kohen. Now, this is going to be true whether you're talking about Tamei or Tahor Truma, because the way the bartender describes it, the Truma already essentially belongs to the Kohanim. And that being the case, you certainly can't use the Kohen's money to repay him for something you took from him. So that being the case, even if you hadn't given the Truma to any specific Kohen, Truma produce is ineligible to be used to make these compensatory payments, repayments of Karen or Chomesh. Rather, you have to use Ela Chulin Mesukanim, you have to use regular Chulin, meaning totally tied, Mesukanim, it's totally Mesukan, it's fixed up and ready for consumption. That is to say, we're repaying with, if it's grapes that were consumed, grapes that have had all their tithes removed. Mesukanim means Truma Gadola, and as well as the Maaser Rishon, or Maaser Sheni, or Ani, whatever it is, everything's been taken off. These grapes were ready for eating. Now I'm going to give these grapes to the Kohen, let's say the four Karen grapes plus the fifth Chomesh grape, and those will all then become Behem Naasin Truma. The Mishnah says those five grapes that I give become new Truma. Okay, Truma in every sense, Midoraisa. V'tashlumin Truma. Not only are the original four grapes, but the fifth grape, everything is all, the tashlumin here means the extra compensatory grape, they all become Truma, bona fide Truma. Imratza Kohen Limchol. Now if the Kohen says, don't worry about it, you ate my grapes, but I'm mochel, I forgive your repayment requirements. No, that doesn't work. Eino mochel, he is not allowed to be mochel. The reason why is because when you were repaying this Karen and Chomesh, it's a mandate from the Pasuk. It's not just the Torah says, he has to be repaid because you took something that belongs to him, because if I eat your Cheerios, I'd have to repay you also, but you could say, forget it, keep your money, I don't want, you're a Cheerio thief and I don't want your repayment. That would be okay. But here the Torah is requiring a repayment. That's why I kind of look at it almost as like this conservation of Kedusha. You can't reduce the amount of Truma, you have to give new Chulin that becomes Truma. And the Kohen has no right to forego that repayment. And also, many Rishonim focus on the Chomesh payment, since the Chomesh payment, according to many, is required to achieve this kapara, this atonement for you for having eaten the Truma legally. So it's not up to the Kohen to forgive that, because that would sort of mess you up, right? You have an obligation to give the Karen a Chomesh, but that also gives you the benefit of atonement for the Misa B'Dei Shemayim, the death at the hands of heaven, premature death penalty that comes from eating Truma. So since you need to get your kapara, the Kohen has no right to waive his acceptance either of the Karen, as the Patzik says, or the Chomesh, because perhaps it's providing you with atonement.